America 1900, so you're aware, the tower is apparently not manned.
That was the explanation given to a plane trying to land at Washington's Reagan National Airport this past week when pilots on two commercial airliners heard no response from the air traffic control tower.
Is there a reason it's not manned?
The eventual answer to that question was that the controller had fallen asleep. But another possibility may have been because all of the good controllers were in Las Vegas. It was in Vegas that same day that the National Air Traffic Controllers Association was meeting to recognize the top controllers from across the country, the men and women who made life-saving calls from the tower. And we spoke to a few of the winners.
A lot of people don't understand what happens when you take off in an airplane. They just think you go and come back.
I think they put a lot of faith in the entire system.
Yeah, getting their luggage on time and you know, seeing their family, which, you know, that's important to them.
Just have flown on a plane. They know they get from point A to point B safely. What a great thing for us it is that that acceptance is so innate in people that they don't even question it anymore. All right, my name's Chuck LeBombard.
Columbia 3-4 kilo, descend and maintain 5,000.
What you're hearing is the voice recording of the actual incident, September 26, 2010.
Burlington approach, I'm very uncomfortable with my fuel level.
This particular individual, as she was flying into our airport, she became apparently disoriented and made a 180-degree turn back into the face of an E-190 jetliner. And the tower controller was able to pry them apart, as we call it. And then the real fun began.
Altitude alert, climb immediately, ma'am. Climb immediately and maintain 5,400.
Hey, I'm up, but please get me.
Yeah, she was extremely shaky, and that was probably the hardest thing that I had to deal with.
Sorry, I can't do a VOR. I'm too nervous.
I wouldn't say start yelling at her.
4 kilo, the airport should be directly ahead of you, 12 o'clock and 2 miles.
Giving her...
Am I over the center of it?
...the final headings that she needs to get to the airport.
You're not quite there yet, ma'am. It's 2 miles ahead of you, 2 miles ahead of you.
And she says, I see the tower.
Hey, I see the airport, I see the tower. I'm heading right at you.
I got to tell you.
Okay, 3-4 kilo, find a runway and land on it.
Those were the most beautiful words I'd ever heard.
Thank God, 3-4 kilos down.
3-4 kilo, contact tower now.
My name is Derek Bittman.
Maintain 3,500 tail Carol.
It was a light civil aircraft. The guy came down, bought an airplane in Illinois for a friend, and was flying it back down to the Atlanta area to deliver it. It was a new plane, and there was something wrong with the landing instruments. As it turned out, the weather got bad on them, and low ceilings, so the clouds were low in the area of Atlanta. Then to top it all off, he's had made so many attempts that he is actually running out of gas.
Say, fuel on board, please.
Time remaining is 45 minutes, 11 November.
November 11 November, Roger. November, I'm going to declare emergency on your behalf, sir. Let me know what you need, and we'll make it happen right now.
He's flying blind with no instruments.
I think my VOR that I'm using to actually find the airport is malfunctioning.
You basically talk the aircraft down. You tell him turn right a little bit, turn left a little bit. There's a mountain range on the northern side of the airport. So he was a little bit nervous to descend. I guess he was getting scared and just turning right or turning left and climbing out of the approach because he was getting scared.
Left, of course. Suggest a right turn about 5 degrees. November 1-1 November.
I don't know. I just did what I thought I needed to do, what he needed to get on the ground and not die.
And I believe they have a fair amount of wide highways and stuff. So if you see something that you like and you don't think you can make the airport, please let me know what you're planning.
Got him down to about, I can't remember what it was. I've only seen this a couple times because it makes me nervous every time I watch it or hear it. But but as soon as he got through that cloud deck, he saw the airport and, you know.
Airport in sight. Atlanta, thank you, sir.
We're all very happy for him. A buddy of mine, we went out to kind of talk a little bit outside the building, and I remember feeling lightheaded, and I had to sit down. My wife is a controller, too, and she has trouble flying now because she works air traffic control. She doesn't like flying because, like, one bad decision can lead to a very bad error. She understands the risk. You know, we all understand the risk. I guess some of us just put it in the back of our mind better.
That's Derek Bittman. This past week, he won the award for Best Flight Controller Assist of the Year from the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. We also heard from Chuck LeBombard, who was recognized for Outstanding Flight Assist in the New England region.